and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention, with Final Coat online at scautomotive.com.
275,000 people, biggest day one crowd in the history of the NFL draft in downtown Detroit last night. Six quarterbacks taken. The first 14 players were all on offense. Let's get to the big five and who they took yesterday in the NFL draft.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
The 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback,
with the 17th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Dallas Turner, linebacker, Alabama.
With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL Draft select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
There it is.
With the 29th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Guyton, tackle, Oklahoma.
By the way, your Seattle Seahawks took Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas. Big dude, really good player. But the big shock, I think, around here is not when, you know, Minnesota moved up twice. There were two huge trades made by Minnesota. They got their quarterback and they got the edge rusher. But the biggest story around here is Cooper DeJean's still a free. He's still undrafted.
Well,
what happened,
Buffalo's
Heather?
Gonna be on the clock. So I feel like Buffalo is going to happen.
You think it's Buffalo traded back twice, including you don't help out the Chiefs? What are you thinking?
They need a wide receiver more than anything, but they do need the corner.
They do. They definitely do.
I just need to block him from going to your Packers.
That's
right
what
now.
People I feel like are.
Come on, Bills Mafia.
Dude, Packers social media is so mad that they didn't take Cooper DeJean and they took a tackle out of Arizona, Jordan Morgan. Offensive linemen are not sexy picks. Like, you come on the air, so you get to sports talk, you start getting into with your buddies, you're like, what'd you think of the pick? And you're like, it's a tackle. It's a big, fat guy on the offensive line. They're the most important piece outside a quarterback is your offensive line.
Thick
and especially
wicket.
This fat.
Thick.
Especially this guy protecting Jordan Love's left side, his backside. But it's not fun and exciting to talk about tackles. It's fun to talk about receivers and quarterbacks and safeties and playmakers and return man like Cooper DeJean, who is, according to ESPN's Mel Kiper, the best available player still on the board. So, if the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers are going to move, they're going to have to package something to get up because DeJean's not going to be on the board much longer. The Packers pick at 41. So here are the Buffalo Bills sitting there at 33.
Yeah.
So if you want DeJean, you might have to give up. But the Packers have four picks today, so they could maybe package two, move up, take DeJean, and then I can go buy my jersey. I'm not buying a Jordan Morgan jersey. No offense to the kid. Offensive lineman jersey is just it's not exciting.
It gets confusing with all the Jordans. Morgan,
right.
Love Morgan.
Yes,
how
exactly.
How are you going to get on a first name basis with anyone ever?
So the Bills are on the clock right now. After that, it's Arizona. New England is in there as well. Washington, they kind of redo the first five picks. You go one, you know, the same order as the first round. But there could be a lot more trading done today. DeJean's still out there. TJ Tampa from Iowa State is still out there. He'll hear his name called. Probably, you know, one of the first 15 to 20 picks today as well.
You know what would make football more interesting, Wicket?
What would make football more interesting, Heather?
What if instead of drafting a well-rounded team, right?
Yeah.
What if you just took all of the positions and played them against each other? So a whole team of quarterbacks.
Who are they going to throw to?
Team of wide receivers.
Who's going to throw them the ball?
That's why it'd be interesting, Wicket. Because you're good. You're really good at that, like, one thing. And then Mr. Fancy Pants quarterback might not look so fancy pants.
You need to draft a well-rounded team. That's what you need.
Throw it to yourself.
Quarterback and offensive line, defensive line. That's where it starts.
I'm just saying it would be more interesting.
Okay. draft night number two, rounds two and three, like 6 o'clock tonight from Detroit, and then rounds four, five, six, seven tomorrow. That's for the real nerds. It starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Or maybe, you know what also would be fun? If they just drafted Caitlin Clark randomly.
Hit the button. Just get us out of here.